Hi, we start with topic one, communication, the role. Now, what is communication? Communication to a relationship is oxygen to life. When I say this, communication to a relationship is oxygen to life, it means that communication is the backbone to any relationship. So let us take this forward when we talk of what is communication, the importance of communication, how does communication impact our day-to-day professional as well as a personal life, and the concepts related to communication. So communication is essential for survival, and it is a process of creating and sharing ideas, thought processes, and views from one person to another. The following quotes on communication have a meaning to convey. Good communication is the link between confusion and clarity. When I say good communication is the link between confusion and clarity, whenever I communicate, do I communicate with a clear thought process? When I say clear thought process, is it easy for you to understand? Are you able to relate to what I'm saying? Are you able to grasp the information? Then it'll be easier for you to adapt to what is communicated. Effective communication is 20% of what you know and 80% how you feel about what you know. So say I'm in a meeting with my boss, all right? And we're discussing decline in sales of goods as to why that has happened, what can be done, how can we improve on this. So 20% of what I know, that means what exactly should I communicate? That is one aspect. But 80% of how you feel about what you know, that means am I confident enough to communicate and convince him or her? See, a lot of our communication depends on our ability to be confident. A lot of our communication depends on our ability to express it in an easy to understand manner. And one very important aspect for communication to be successful and effective is that am I able to persuade? When I say persuade, am I able to influence your thought process and mindset? So if I want to be convincing, it is also required that I need to be confident. I need to be confident. I need to be able to express information which is appealing in terms of it being convincing. We now take the next slide. The following concepts will be covered in this topic. First, meaning of communication, then the definitions, right, which we already discussed one, two of them, types of communication, main components of communication, principles of communication, guidelines for effective communication, and then the conclusion. Communication is derived from the Latin word communis, which means to impart, to participate, or to share. Whenever I talk of communication, I'm imparting what? Information. I'm imparting what? Knowledge. I'm imparting what? All that you need to know. So the communication has to be related to the specific topic, if at all required. So it is derived from a Latin word communicare, which means to impart or to share. And when I talk of the word communis, it actually means common. What is common when you and I are communicating? Do we have common understanding? Are we able to relate to the information that is put forward and received? Effective communication plays a vital role in the success of professional and personal relationships. Becoming a skilled communicator requires one to connect with the audience and communicate in an easy and simple manner. How do I connect with the audience? First and foremost, as a speaker, I need to be enthusiastic. I need to be motivated. That is very essential. Secondly, I should make my communication with the audience more interactive. I should, as a speaker, have the ability to understand the mindset of the audience. And at the same time, I need to be genuine and authentic as far as my information is concerned. So it is very important that we put forward information as a speaker in a skillful manner, with full awareness, and in an authentic manner. Now, when I talk of the basic communication model, we will discuss these five aspects and take it forward in detail. First, to just give you a brief idea, who's the sender right now? I'm the sender. What is important when I speak to you? Am I speaking with clarity? Is it easy for you to understand? And when can a speaker have clarity of thought process? When ideally the speaker is updated with information, the speaker knows what to say to the audience. So very often human beings are preoccupied. Preoccupied, for example, right now I'm speaking. But if there is something else at the back of my mind, then that will obstruct the flow of information. So it is very important from the sender's point of view to be as much as possible in the present moment. Then the receiver. Right now, say if I have a large audience in front of me, what is important? They are the people who are actually listening. Their body language, their facial expressions will ideally make me understand what they have understood, whether they have understood to a great extent, because body language, facial expressions convey a lot, right? So from the receiver's point of view, the facial expressions, body language conveys a lot. Message. What is a message? When I talk of the word message, what does it actually mean? Message is what I'm conveying to you. So I just gave an example a few minutes back that if we are discussing about decline in sales of goods, what should be done since there's a decline in sales of goods? So what is the message I'm conveying to you? That what should be done? How do we bring about solutions to this? Where do we need to improve? So the message can be related to a specific topic, a specific discussion. Message is the information that we convey. Channel, who says what to whom? So if you talk of superior subordinate communication, if you have a person at top management giving instructions to a subordinate. So superior subordinate communication, when we talk of channel, hierarchical communication. And then we talk of feedback. Feedback is the response or reaction to a situation or a person. When I say response or reaction to a situation or a person, it means I am somewhere giving certain information related to something specific or something that has happened. So now we go ahead. What is communication? Communication is giving, receiving, or exchanging ideas, information, signals, or messages through appropriate media, enabling individuals or groups to persuade, to seek information, to give information, or to express emotions. When I talk of the word media, it is actually the word medium. Medium is a means of conveying information. What is the medium? When I talk of medium is a means of conveying information, what does it mean? For example, what is a medium of communication right now? Online. When I talk of medium of communication, it could be something as simple as an email, something as simple as communication that takes place within an organization. So memorandum, you could talk of brochure. When someone gives you a brochure, that brochure conveys meaning to you, right? So we are talking of information. That information can be probably sent to persuade or convince, to ask more questions, to seek information, to express emotions, all of it. This broad definition includes body language, skills of speaking and writing. Body language includes gestures, posture, eye contact, right? A lot of research has been done on eye contact because eye is a window to the world. So a lot of research is done, and we will be discussing this later on in the next few chapters. So broad definition includes body language, skills of speaking and writing. When I talk of the word skill, it is the ability that you have. Anybody who possesses a skill, okay, it is that ability that you have in that field. So whichever field you're in, communication is the key to it. When we talk of communication, we are going to be discussing the objectives, okay? And then the focus is that it emphasizes listening as an important aspect of communication. It emphasizes listening. So when we talk of listening as an activity, how or what is the importance of listening as an activity and what really needs to be done? So when I talk of listening, what is listening actually? Being alert, aware, and in the present moment, right? So all these concepts are linked to communication, and we will go further with this. So communication is a process of exchanging verbal and non-verbal messages. When I say verbal and non-verbal, non-verbal, I just discussed with you in the previous slide. We talk of gestures, posture, eye contact, body language. When I talk of verbal communication, we talk of making use of words, so spoken words, right? You can have words even that are written. Here we are talking of verbal, so spoken, right? Communication is a continuous and dynamic process. When I say dynamic process, what does the word dynamic mean? Dynamic, actually, when you talk of people communicating, in what context is the communication taking place? Say there are people in the boardroom, okay, and they're discussing when will the product be launched, what needs to be looked into. So what is the focus on? There's continuous exchange of information. There's information that is discussed in relation to particular context. What is the context here? That we are talking of launching a product, right? So when we say communication is a dynamic process, it is ever changing, right? And it involves exchange and sharing of information. It involves decisions and activities by two or more people involved. So when we talk of dynamic, you can see ongoing interaction between groups or between people in a group, right? And that interaction or communication is constantly changing. So communication fosters trust. It enhances, if the communication is effective, where you can see that people really, in spite of varied differences, they are focused on the outcome and progress. Then ideally, they're moving towards success. And what is the key? That there is integration and collaboration. So decisions are made in a manner which will make that communication successful and effective. Prerequisite of communication is a message. Now, when I talk of the word message, what does message really focus on? Any message ideally is about giving information. When we talk of message, it is the interaction that takes place through the information. How does interaction take place? Through the information that we are sharing. So for communication to be effective, a message or messages, which then probably when we talk of messages, you're talking of constant interaction, is required. Communication is always based on timeliness. That means a person must respond within that time frame. Every aspect of life has a deadline. So when we communicate, we are talking of the time frame, right? Within that specific time. So communication is thus a two-way process, and it is incomplete without a feedback. I've discussed feedback, but of course, we will take it in depth as we move forward, right? Now, we talk of types of communication. The first is interpersonal communication. Interpersonal communication is communication between two or more people. When I talk of interpersonal communication, what is the focus on? When we communicate, what is the emotion? What is the communication all about? How do we relate to one another? So, what does it mean? Whenever we communicate, we look into not only what is said, but also the behavior of the other person, how each person influences the other through his or her talks, attitude, beliefs, thought process. So interpersonal communication is the communication between two or more people. It involves exchange of ideas, views, and perceptions. So how do you perceive what is said? Our perceptions may vary drastically, but what is important is that in spite of differences in our perceptions of views, we yet focus on the outcome or goal so as to achieve what we need to. So interpersonal communication can help to collaborate effectively with others. Intrapersonal communication is self-to-self communication. When I say self-to-self communication, it is the communication that goes on within the mind. What communication goes on within the mind? Say you're in a meeting and there's a lot of discussion, a lot of talks that are going on in the meeting. But you realize that at the back of your mind, you're worried because someone at home is going through some medical treatment. So the thoughts that go on within the mind, you're actually in the meeting, you're focused there, but at the back of your mind, there is something that is worrying you, that is taking up that space. So what is important when we talk of intrapersonal communication? You're the sender, you're the receiver, and you're giving feedback to yourself. When I say you are the sender, you're the receiver, and you're giving feedback, you're in a meeting, you're worried about a person who's not well and who's going through medical treatment. So that is constantly worrying you. You're doing self-talk that I hope everything goes okay, hope the treatment is fine, hope the expenses don't go beyond a certain budget. So that self-talk happens. It helps individuals understand their own behavior, thoughts, and emotions. So it is very important to actually do intrapersonal communication. That means the thoughts that go on within the mind. Because all thoughts that go on within your mind may not really be that helpful or effective. In fact, some thoughts can ideally make you be a negative thinker. So what is important? That you constantly do self-talk, you do positive talk, you talk or think of solutions. You can take guidance from people who you trust. All these aspects can be looked into, and thus communication with yourself too can improve. See, if I can handle my own mind, I will be able to handle everybody. If I can't handle my own mind, then I will not be able to handle anybody else. So my thoughts, my conversation with myself should always be on the positive side. When I talk of group communication, it refers to the nature of communication that occurs in groups that are between 3 to 12 people or even more, right? Sometimes if it's a very large group. Small group communication generally takes place in a context that mixes interpersonal communication interaction with social clustering. This is quite common when you're engaged in meetings with your employees in your team, function, or other managers. Now, what is group communication, first and foremost? Whenever we talk of group communication, you're dealing with people who have varied mindset, ideas, and views. There may be people who are focused on varied thought processes which can lead to chaos. So what is important from a team leader or from a manager's point of view? That you see to it, you bring about integration, collaboration, and unity in the group. You bring about that kind of bonding in the group so that talks do not get out of hand, and then the outcome which has to be achieved will not be achieved. So what is necessary for group communication? To see to it that everyone is on the same page. So one important question: do our maps match? Maps are mental thought processes. We have to see to it that when we are in a group, everybody's mental thought process has to be on the same lines. If that does not happen, then there will be a lot of differences of opinion. And then what happens? The outcome will not be achieved. So it is important to keep communication moving ahead in that direction, where the focus is on outcome and achievements. So whether it's a large group or a small group, the focus should be such that you are interacting with that specific purpose. You are interacting because you know that there has to be a way to take it forward in terms of what needs to be done. So you can talk of goals out here, your objectives, your achievements. So all conversation goes in that direction. And when we communicate with one another, we need to understand that we have to leave our differences aside. So whether you're working in a team, whether you're talking of people who are kind of united and disagreeing to something that is said, right? Then it's clusters. Clusters means it's a group, you know. So very often what happens is that within the group, there are groups, which leads to differences in communication. So that needs to be resolved and communication needs to move forward.